Good morning. I'm Paul, host of the New P&L podcast and founder of the New P&L Brand Purpose Institute, where we work with business leaders, employees, and entrepreneurs just like you. And we empower them to build brands with purpose on purpose. So if you have a question about how to build more engaged, creative, and collaborative cultures and leaders, we'd love to chat. Just get in touch at principlesandleadership.com. This week, our shout out goes out to South Africa, another one of the 90-plus countries the New P&L has now listened to in. A massive thank you to all of our South African listeners for your ongoing support and your belief in our global movement for more principled leadership and more purpose-led business. You're an important part of this movement. In this week's The New P&L to the Point, we will be discussing one of the points made by Dominic Romano in last week's deep discussion interview. Early on in the discussion we had with Dominic, he was describing the purpose of his company Drainpipe and its neural processing operating system. He explained that what the operating system was doing was using AI and machine learning to help customers in a variety of industry scenarios, those who weren't data specialists or software engineers, but were actually operators in a manufacturing plant or a data processing company or a security guard monitoring a building, for example. And this program is helping these people to detect faults, issues, and defects in the data they are receiving in real time. Without having to be that data specialist or software engineer, they can analyze it without being those specialists. And it was making the systems eminently more simple, more effective, and more user-friendly. And when describing the essence of what this process or operating system was delivering, Dominic stated that it was focused on getting knowledge into production more rapidly to empower a business or empower a life. And it is exactly this point that I would like to focus on today. Getting knowledge into production more rapidly to empower a business or empower a life. Because the more I thought about this point, the more I kept thinking about two of the key challenges that many businesses face right now. The first being the effective and efficient knowledge dissemination across an organization on an ongoing basis. And the second challenge being the frequently reported issue of low productivity within many businesses generally. And it occurred to me when thinking about this point that there is a clear correlation between these two points: levels of effective knowledge dissemination and levels of productivity, positive productivity, and employee empowerment. And I wondered how many businesses or business leaders are actually committing enough time and resources to both recognizing and drawing the link between these two, knowledge and productivity, and then using the knowledge to enhance their productivity within their business. So let me expand a little more on this exact point for context. When a new employee starts in a role, there is often a great deal of information imparted to them in a number of ways, formally and informally, if we think about onboarding and inductions and so on. But in my experience, much of this in reality is information dissemination and instruction, if you like, rather than knowledge. And of course, I'm not suggesting that you can't gain knowledge and wisdom from information. Clearly, it forms the basis of both of these, but only, and this is the critical point, only if there is a clear and recognizable path to converting that information into knowledge. In other words, the dissemination of the information can't be the end in itself. It can't just be, here is the information, do with it as you choose. Because information without a defined process over time to convert it into knowledge, ultimately to the benefit of both the individual and the business, means it will always just reside at an application level, at the level of how to do it, if you like. Here is the information, this is how you apply it, and this is what will happen as a result. But for knowledge and wisdom to be acquired from information, it needs to be both, here is the information, and here is the path or the process within the business that will help you on an ongoing basis to convert that information into knowledge and then into wisdom that will ultimately help to improve productivity through using that knowledge to develop more efficient systems, be more productive, and also, critically importantly, I think, be more intentionally curious and by virtue of this, innovative. And all of this process in turn actually encourages employees to seek out more knowledge and play a more active role in helping and encouraging others to also transform their information into knowledge and use it to leverage their own productivity. And in the process, this starts to build a culture where knowledge acquisition, empowerment, and curiosity, three of the foundations of higher productivity, thrive. However, there is one persistent barrier to bringing knowledge into production within many businesses. And that is that while information and instruction is often freely distributed, knowledge is far too often held, consciously or subconsciously, in silos, group silos, departmental silos, or knowledge held in the minds of the individual employees, managers, or leaders who either don't know how or don't want to know how to offer it out to others. And this is something I also touched on a few weeks back in a previous episode of the New P&L to the Point titled The Generation Tap, when I discussed the need to turn on the intergenerational tap of knowledge within organizations. And that's episode 193 if you're interested in checking it out. And you can find a direct link to it in the notes that accompany the podcast. So if some of our organizations are largely instructional, disseminating information but less able to deliver effective knowledge transfer across the business to get it into production, so to speak, then how do we change this? Well, firstly, I will say it is challenging because persistent information rather than knowledge dissemination across an organization is both a symptom and a cause of a culture that has lost its way at best and is dysfunctional and potentially toxic at worst. Does that last point feel a little strong to you? Dysfunctional and potentially toxic. Probably does feel a bit strong, but in my experience, it is also true. Because tight knowledge silos exist and knowledge dissemination is generally limited in companies where employees feel disengaged, disempowered, and not secure in their own roles and in their own culture within that business. And silos exist not to protect knowledge, but to protect the people who hold the knowledge within those silos. It's their bargaining tool, if you like, if things go wrong. And all of this ultimately comes from a culture that doesn't enable or encourage free and inclusive discussion, the free flow of ideas and the ability to fail and learn with confidence. It's a culture where employees feel they have to protect rather than project their ideas and their knowledge. So back to my point, how do we change this? Well, it has to come right from the top, from leaders who recognize that the business needs to change, that it has become an information, not a knowledge-based business, and that this has directly contributed to a lowering of productivity and a general feeling amongst employees that they are not empowered to think, not valued when they speak, and not encouraged to express their creativity, their ideas, and their innovations. And there will be those listening who might think right now that my last statement is an easy cop-out, that it's very easy for me just to level it at leaders and say the ball is in their court, that they need to recognize the issue and what lies behind their business's inability to get knowledge into production. But I have to say, it is true. Because without leadership that actively removes the barriers across the organization and puts the visions and plans and processes in place to release that knowledge and overtly link it to productivity and express that link in the conversations they have with employees, and put that link at the heart of its culture and its strategy and demonstrate the huge value to be gained by this approach. If they don't do all of that, if leadership doesn't take this approach, then you end up with subcultural pockets of change within the organization, employees and teams who take it upon themselves to make those changes in the absence of management or leadership recognizing that need or making that change. But is that so bad, you ask? At one level, no. If it motivates that team and delivers good outcomes, then great. But, and it's a big but, what is this actually creating? I'm pretty sure you know by now, it creates a knowledge silo, with those employees turning into the team, becoming a subculture and inadvertently or purposefully rowing against the business, which while it may be right in principle in some cases, always invariably ends up with a clash at some point. And the usual disempowerment, disappointment, and disillusionment. So this commitment to knowledge has to come right from the top, from leadership, and be woven into the very heart of its culture, its vision, and the strategy within that business. And if it is, then everything the business does starts with a focus on how does this action or initiative we are about to engage or launch build knowledge across the business? How does it enhance creativity and innovation? How does it empower employees? And what will the effect of this initiative or action be on productivity and growth? If you have knowledge at the heart of your vision, your strategy, and your culture, then it starts to feed into everything you think about and what you're trying to achieve in that business. And ultimately, as I say, it has an impact on that business's productivity and ultimately its growth. So my question to listeners this week is, are you an information or a knowledge-based business? And if you've answered the latter, which I'm assuming most of you have, what are your processes for the delivery and the dissemination of knowledge, not information, but knowledge across the business? Where is this evidenced in your vision, in your strategy, and in your culture? What are the initiatives within your business that it actively promotes to ensure knowledge dissemination continues to play an active role in the business over time? Because if we're all honest, we all have more work to do to ensure knowledge, not information, forms the basis of our business. So just before I go, my final question to you is, what are the one or two things you could put into play in your business over the coming weeks to re-energize and formalize the acquisition and dissemination of knowledge across your business? Because these one or two things could start you down the road of placing knowledge back at the heart of your culture, your vision, and your strategy. Thank you so much for listening to the new P&L To The Point today. If you've enjoyed our conversation, I invite you to either go back to episode 193 and listen to the Generation Tap, which weaves in some of these thoughts as well that I've discussed today, or back to episode 202 to listen to Dominic Romano as he discusses his neural processing business Drainpipe. If you have enjoyed today's episode or any of the other episodes in the new P&L To The Point, please do take a moment to rate us or review us. It all helps with our ratings and our rankings. So finally, I'm Paul, host of the new P&L. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.